question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, as we move right along on the fastest 2 hours in travel, talking everything and anything with you, Mary and I appreciate you being here with us. And this portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
And Christmas is just 8 weeks away, so if you're beginning to think about giving someone that special gift this holiday season, since we're all looking forward to a new year of travel, we suggest giving Travel Pro Luggage.
You know, Mary and I, we travel with the Platinum Elite Collection. Rudy prefers the Max Light Series. And one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. And Travel Pro, they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. They're offering their Buy More, Save More Oktoberfest specials at TravelPro.com. It's going to end this weekend, so make sure to go there, TravelPro.com, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Well, here's a question for all of you. Do you remember the days of strolling through an international airport? How about the shops and the food scene, checking those out in the airports?
That would be a great place
remember
to be right
that
now.
Was yes. Like? Well, we know those...
Soon, Mary, soon.
Yes, exactly. We know those days will be back, and hopefully sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, we thought we'd check in with Jerome Philique, and he's going to help put us all in an international travel mood. Jerome is the CEO of Duty Free Americas, and he's waiting for us on that show hotline to talk duty-free purchases.
Jerome, nice to reconnect with you. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show with Mary and me today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you back with us. So listen, it's been a while, nearly 3 years, in fact, Jerome, since we last spoke. You were on our January 20th, 2018 live broadcast, so way too long. But I do recall when we spoke, you were enthusiastic about the new Johnny Walker label whiskey store opening at the Miami airport. And before we delve into some of the other things that we want to talk with you about today, since so many travelers don't fully understand the value of what duty-free purchasing can be, how to do it, I'd like you to share with our listeners what it is, why it's a good deal, and how it really works for every airline passenger and traveler.
So again, when you go through an airport, I know a lot of what happens is you feel, your first gut feeling is everything is expensive. And with duty-free, it's actually the opposite. What it is for international travelers only, of course. They go through the airport, they can come into our stores, and you'll see some very big savings compared to your local stores. In liquor, there's tremendous savings. There's tremendous savings in tobacco. There's tremendous savings in the beauty category, as well as in confection. And that those are the main things. Well, we also have some accessories in the stores, like sunglasses and such. And everything is always priced less than the U.S. retail, as well as you don't pay any tax. So you have a savings right there of anywhere from 8 to 10%, depending on the states that you're in. So that right there is a big savings, plus there's additional savings because the pricing, it's always priced less. You also have in the store the latest and greatest and the best of the best. Because in the space is limited in most of the airports for retail, we can't carry every single item and every single brand all across the board. But what we do is they make a travel retail assortment, and it's the absolute best of the best of every brand. And then on top of that, we also have all types of promotions we're running, which you won't find locally. And that's really what, you know, that's
well, I appreciate that. I think that was a good place to start.
Great overview.
Absolutely.
Jerome, prior to what I do now, I had a long career in retail management covering areas in Boston, D.C., and New York City, and northern New Jersey. And I definitely understand that during challenging times, which of course we're in this year, businesses often have to go back to the basics and focus on core operations. I'm curious how you're continuing to capture travelers' interests this year. And you mentioned a lot of the product selections that are offered. And Duty Free Americas, for anyone listening to this, is definitely offers, you know, tobacco and alcohol, but I personally know that the chocolate, the confections that you mentioned, the jewelry, the perfume, the fragrance, the beauty sector, apparel, and even local products. What are you doing to capture people these days during this time?
So we've done a few things. Recently we implemented, first of all, to make it very convenient for the shoppers to come in, you can pre-order when you book your, once you book your ticket, you can go onto our website. You pre-order whatever you like, and we can have it ready for you at the gate. You won't even have to come through the store. So that's number one, is convenient shopping. If you know what you're looking for, that's number one. And again, when you come into our stores, we have excellent service. So when you come to our shops, we have right now, especially during these times when traffic is a lot less, but people are spending a lot more time at the airport. They're getting there early because they don't know what test they might have to go through or not
right.
go through, depending on the airport you're going through. To be able to capture the consumer to come in, we're offering some very aggressive promotions that we haven't had to do. We haven't done in the past. I wish we could have. We couldn't. So we're working very close with all the manufacturers, and we're promoting very heavily. Everything, you know, all across the board in the beauty category, we have additional savings of 20, 25, 30%, and in some cases much more. We offer, for example, a 3-for-$99 program in some fragrances, where you buy three bottles for $99. And they're all priced normally between $50 and $60.
Yeah, and these are not tiny little bottles either. Yeah. I can attest to that for sure.
Yeah, so that's one. And then on the other end, we have all of our accessories, for example. They're all priced at 30% off. And that's, again, you still don't pay the tax.
Right.
When you're leaving the country.
Well, so it sounds like that, you know, already you get a good deal to begin with, as you said to begin. But right now, with some of the specials going on, it's even, you said the best of the best, but it's, you're getting the cheapest of the cheapest, I guess.
Well, that cheap, the least price.
Well, okay, we'll make it correct. All right, you're spending the least of the least. How's that? Does that work?
There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this. You know, with passenger traffic down at airports here in the States and worldwide, so many people, they're clearly waiting for, you know, a viable vaccine to travel again. And I think we'll see the numbers rebound pretty quickly. But I'm curious, how close are you with the management of the respective airports that you operate at? I know you offer an array of stores. So do they make the decisions for you to stay open, the airport management, or is that solely your decision and your associates at Duty Free Americas?
Right away, the first thing that happened, since really airports were pretty much shut down, airlines were shut down at the beginning, no one really knew when they're going to start traveling again, when planes are going to start going in the air again, and it was a slow process. And because we cater to the international passenger, it's even slower. So we worked very close with the airports. It was really up to us when we can open up, when we felt there was enough business to be done to open up. And we did that, again, there was a lot of preparation for every store that we started opening up. There was preparations from the CDC. We had to follow their guidelines. We had to put shields by the registers. We have to put hand sanitizer machines all over the store. Mm. We have to go through all the checks and balances. Everyone has to wear a mask in the store. All of our employees had to be tested. You know, we random test, you know, our employees to make sure everyone is fine. If someone ends up sick, it's another problem. We have to shut down the store again for a couple of weeks, possibly.
Right.
Send everybody home and bring a new crew in. And it's been challenging, but it's really up to us to open up. We're fortunate enough to have very good relationships with the airports. Mm-hmm. They're understanding, and they want us. They would like us to be open. Not every airport retailer is open. Most of them are closed.
Well, that's the issue. Exactly. Right. You walk through airports, and some are and some are not. That's why I asked you the question, who makes that decision? But you answered me, and I appreciate that.
Well, I guess the good news here is that, you know, American citizens can now fly to Mexico, and bookings are looking up a little bit for the holidays coming up, as well as flying to the Caribbean. So real quick, before we run out of time, I know we're talking about the airport locations, but just so our listeners understand, you have quite a few locations. I understand they're not all open, but many are. I checked your site, called the border stores, and you're in a lot of states around the U.S. Is the process just as easy at the border stores?
So the border stores, because our business is considered an essential business on the border, okay, because we have all types of products that we offer, food and things like this, that we've been able to be open on the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Mm-hmm. Our stores have been open the entire time. Again, we had to open up with all the precautions, all the CDC guidelines we had to follow. In the northern border, which is on the way to Canada, there's only a few shops that are open because we were only able to open for commercial traffic because the border is shut down completely with Canada except for commercial traffic.
Right.
So we're able to cater to those trucks. But in the Mexican border, the U.S. side of the Mexican border, people are coming across for essential products, and we've seen traffic, there's been some good traffic over there. And again, as we're moving forward, you saw on our website, we've opened up more and more shops in the airports that we're in.
Yeah, I did see that.
Well, listen, and really quick, this is just going to be, we only have about 10 seconds. Your business overall, would you say, is it more leisure travelers or business travelers?
The leisure traveler, we like more because they're on vacation and they have that extra money in their pocket to spend.
Yeah.
The business traveler also knows what they want. They pre-order. They know they want a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue Label, for example. They'll pre-order.
Well, I know you've got that great mobile app that integrates with Conquer, which helps with the travel expense. That's why I was asking that. But unfortunately, Jerome, listen, we have to go because we got a hard break on this show. Very nice to reconnect with you today. Thank you for checking in with us. And it was great to get a firsthand account of what you're doing out there. So let's stay in touch, and you stay safe, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerome. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, so there is Jerome Philique, Duty-Free Americas. All right, folks, right now we are going to pause for some sponsor messages. Up next, we're going to check in with Amanda Szabo at Resort Pass. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more straight ahead.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.